Okay, we're on Daf Ayin Gimel tonight. Og, Michael would say. Og. Okay, we're on 15 lines from the top. We're up to Tanu Rabbanan. It's near a small Gimel. Everybody got the spot? Ayin Gimel with Aleph, 73A, around 15 lines down, near a small Gimel, Tanu Rabbanan. So just to refresh everybody's recollection, so last night we were talking about family groups and an Eruv, and we had like we had a father with many sons, and the father was supporting the sons. So, so the Mishnah said, if they're the only ones in the chatzer, they don't need an eruv because they're like one family unit. And we said also that if the eruv is being placed in the father's house, they're also one family unit. But the only time they're not a family unit is if the eruv is being placed in one of the strangers' homes. Then they're not a family unit. So the Gemara, in the beginning of today's daf, is going to take up other relationships that are the equivalent or of a family unit, other people. We'll see how this goes. So take a look. Tanu Rabbanan, Mishesh Lo Chamesh Nashim, Mekablo Pros Mibalein. Let's say a man, he's has a kind of very full life. He's got five wives, and he supports each one of the five wives with a stipend. So it's, again, the same sort of relationship that we saw with the father with the sons, but he's a husband with the wives. He says, "V'chamisha avadim mekabel pras mirabein." Or a person has five avadim, and they live separately from him, and he supports them also financially. He says, "Rabbi Yehuda ben Bateira matir ben Ashim v'osir b'avadim." So again, we're talking about in the same situation that we spoke about earlier in the previous Mishnah, and this was in from Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, meaning if they're the only ones in the chatzer, or if the eruv is being placed in the master's home or the husband's home. So it says, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bateira matir ben Ashim. He says, the women that we view as one house, he says, we'll see in a minute, v'osir b'avadim. The avadim, they're independent. So there they need a separate contribution for the Eruv. But Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, matir b'avadim v'osir ben Ashim. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava says, the avadim, they're mostly closely aligned with the house. I guess like it's his slave, so that's part of him. He says, "Ba'osir benashim." The nashim, he doesn't consider to be so much part of the household, which is kind of an interesting, you know, tilt on things. So the Gemara says, "Amar Rav, my tam de Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava." What's the reason for Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava who says that the avadim, that he's matir by the avadim, that the avadim are considered one household with the master? Titiv v'daniel b'tra malka. Nebuchadnezzar had elevated Daniel, you know, to a high position in his court. And it says in the Ketuvim, it says in Sefer Daniel, Daniel Betra Malka, Daniel was in the king's gate. And the way Chazal understand it, wherever he was the king's gate. In other words, so wherever Daniel was, he was shayach to Nebuchadnezzar, who was the king. All right, so that was one. So those are two relationships, a husband with his wives or a husband with his servants. And then the Gemara says, Pshita, ben Eitzel Aviv Kida Amran. So we clarified a father with a son, that was the halacha in the Mishnah that we have. He says, Isha Eitzel Baila, Ve'eved Eitzel Rabo. And then when it comes to a wife with her husband, it means that they're living separately, obviously. And an Eved with his master, again, living separately. He says, Plukta the Rabbi Yudhavim Pateh, Rabbi Yudhavim Baba. That's Talui with the Machloket that we had done up till now. Let me just pause for a minute. Anybody have questions of what we did up till now? Or what, Yosef, what's up?
They all live in the same chatzah, just different homes.
Right, 100% correct. 100% correct. Any other questions? Okay, I'm moving on. So he says here, Talmid Eitzel Rabo Mai. What about a Talmud with his Rebbe, which is an interesting, another type of relationship. And it means like a Talmud with a Rav, like it's like they're banim, like the Talmud is like the Rebbe's son, you know, like the halach and the Gemara. If you learn Rov Chachma from the Rebbe, you do Kriya Rachman and Slam when the Rebbe passes away. So it's, you know, I read once that Dr. Revel, who was the first president of YU, when he would see the Talmidim, he would say, "There's a pasuk Banai Haim, Ashana Talmid Lukim Bazeh." It says by Yosef with Yaakov, but he would say with the Talmidim, he said, "Banayim, they're my sons." So let's see in the Gemara. So Talmid Eitzel Rabo Mai. So Tashma, the Rav Bei Rabbi Chia Amar Ein Anu Tzrichim La'arev. Rav, when he was a student by Rabbi Chia, he said, "We don't need to make an Eruv." In other words, if it's just us and the Rebbe, we don't need to make an Eruv in the Chatzer. He says, "Shrei Anu Somchin Al Shulchan Osho Rabbi Chia." they would get stipends from the Rebbe. I guess it's a little bit like Kollel today, where you get a stipend. The Rebbe would give them a stipend, so they didn't pay the Rebbe. The Rebbe, it sounds like, would pay them. So there's somech on the shulchan of the Rav. Rebbe Chia, be Rebbe Amar, einanu tzrichim la'arev. Similarly, Rebbe Chia, when he was, you know, studying in the base medrash Rebbe, he said, we don't need to make an Erev, shereinu somchen al shulchan osher Rebbe. So now Abaye poses the following question to Rabbah. Chamisha shegavu eruvan. If you have five, now this is the same thing we had in the Brisa in yesterday's daf, if you remember. But apparently, Abaye had never heard of this Brisa, because we had what we listed next halacha in a Brisa yesterday. But Abaye had never heard of the Brisa, or it could be that he heard of the Brisa, but in yesterday's Gemara, according to Anu Kimta, there was a machloka between the Mishnah and the Brisa, so he didn't know if they held by the Brisa. So he says, he asks him, Chamisha shegavu eruvan, if five people, they live in one chatzer, and they collected their eruv, so now they're good to carry in chatzer aleph. Shemolichin eruvan l'makom acher, now they want to make an eruv with chatzer beis, so they'll be able to, you know, to carry from chatzer aleph to chatzer beis and vice versa. Erev echad l'kulan, do they just need one article of food on behalf of all of them? In other words, they previously incorporated. It's like corporate law, right? the people incorporate, and so now they're an entity. So now when they go to the next Erev, they need just one article of food on behalf of all of them, because now they're the corporate entity. They need a contribution from every individual. So if you remember in yesterday's daf, the Brisa said that Eruv Echad L'Kulan, we said that there was just one Eruv on behalf of all of them. So Amar Lei, Eruv Echad L'Kulan. So he, Rabbi, said to him, they just need one item of food. V'ha'achin, now he asked him, V'ha'achin d'chi gavu damu. But the brothers, again, remember in our Mishnah, we had, let's say, five brothers, and they're living with the father. So that's like a corporate entity. They're like all together. He says, V'katani strichin eruv l'kol echad v'echad. But we learned in the Mishnah, and he's going to explain in a minute, that if the eruv is not being brought to the father's house, they need an eruv contribution from each one of them. So the issue is, in other words, it's similar to like incorporation. In other words, with the people in one chatzer, they incorporate. Then they want to make an eruv with the next chatzer. They just need one article of food on behalf of all of them, because they're incorporated already. But the five brothers, I said five brothers, I don't think the Mishnah says how many brothers, but the five brothers and the father, they're also incorporated, and yet they have to give an individual, under certain circumstances, an individual contribution. So the Gemara says, Hachamai askinun kot ikadirin bahadayu. It says, what's the case that they have to have an individual contribution when there's ikadirin bahadayu? There's other people living in the chatzir besides the family. Let's say you have the Schwartz family, the Schwartz father, the Schwartz sons, they all live in the chatzir. But then they got the Mandelbaums and the Levinsons and things like that. They're also living in the chatzer. It says the migo the honey astri. So since there are these other people who aren't part of the family, the astri carrying in the chatzer, because they're separate. In other words, that these people who aren't related, they astri everybody from carrying in the chatzer until they make an eruv, because now there's other non-family members who are there. He says the migo the ahani astri. Haninami Astri. So since they Aser, they flip over the whole family relationship. In other words, when there's nobody else there, we can view the family as a unit, even though they're living in different homes. But once there are other people in the Chatzer, then all bets are off. He says here, so Hakinami Mistabra. So he said, so he asked them about the Kamishasha Gavuit at Eruvan, the five people not related who gathered and then incorporated. So the next Chatzer, so then they only need one item. He says, but here we have Diurim Bahadayu, so it's different. So Hakinami Mistabra, that's logical if you, from a careful reading of our Mishnah. De Katani, because we learned in our Mishnah, Eimatai Bezman Shemolichin Ruvan B'makom Acher. When are they considered the family members to be considered to be separate? When they bring their Eruv to a non-family member in the Chatzer. Avomayai Ruvan Ba'etzlam, but if the Eruv came to, let's say, the father or it came out from halacha, even one of the brothers, he says, "Oh, she'ain diyurim in b'chatzer." Well, there's nobody in the family except that family. He says, "Ain strichim la'arev." They don't need to be ma'arev. Shma mina. So the idea is that the family is a unit, but when there are other people in the chatzer, that changes the whole scene. And now, since I can't carry ready anyway, then we start looking at to see how tight a family unit it is, and then we break the family unit apart. Okay, who's got questions, comments, thoughts, anything that did so far? Everybody good? Yosef, you could give me a thumbs up, Yosef. Okay, that's the seal of approval. If Yosef doesn't have questions, that means I'm doing good. Okay, let's see further in the Gemara. So the first wide line on Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph, 73a, the first wide line downstairs. So by mine Rav Chiya bar Avin me Rav Sheshet. So Rav Chiya bar Avin asked Rav Sheshet, B'nei Bei Rav, the Achli Nama Babaga. If you have B'nei Bei Rav, now Bei Rav is tricky. B'nei Rav can be yeshiva students, which is what it means here. But Bei Rav could also be like the base medrash of Rav. But here it's yeshiva students, like a bar Bei Rav, the Chad Yoma, like the Gemara Chagiga says, yeshiva student for one day. So he says here, B'nei Bei Rav, the Achli Nama Babaga. You have these yeshiva students, they eat their bread, it means their food is babaga in some inn or lodging or a place in the valley. That's where they eat their food. Ba'atu baitu b'bei rav, but they sleep near the yeshiva. I guess in the dormitory in the yeshiva is where they sleep. So they sleep in the dormitory and then they get their food elsewhere. He says, ki mashchil nehu tchuma. Now we're going back to the Erev, but Erev also relates, the Tchum Shabbos, but Tchum also relates to Erev. In other words, like where a person's residence is has shaychus for the Eruvim, because we have to know where you're residing for an Erev, and also has relevance towards the Tchum Shabbos. So he says, ki mashchil nehu tchuma, when we measure the Tchum Shabbos, do we measure it from the yeshiva? In other words, that's where they sleep. He says, "Oh, mibaga mashchin aluhu." Or do we measure it from the inn or the lodging where they eat their meal? So was it the sleep place or the food place? Which is their residence? So lechora, I would think. Remember, we had a machloket. Remember at the beginning of today's daf, what's up?
This is Pitalina Machlokas, right?
Well, that's what you would think. So we mentioned at the end of yesterday's daf that Rav said Makom Pita. He says, where's the Diras? Rav said Makom Pita, where the food is. And Shmuel said Makom Lina. But we'll see how the Gemara deals with this here. So he says, Amarlei Mashchinim Mibei Rav. So we measure it Mibei Rav, which is coming out the place that they sleep. That's where it's coming out. We measure with the place they sleep. So he said, if that's the case, for a notain et a ruvo betoch al pay mama, let's say you have a different case where somebody puts his Erev. The Erev is two meals worth of food. He puts the Erev he wants to, this Erev is an Erev tchumen, right? Not a ruve chaser, a ruve tchumen. He wants to extend where he can walk. So he wants to walk somewhere on Shabbos. So he plops down the food, let's say 1,500 amot from where he is, and then he can go another 2,000 amot from there. He says, and then he sleeps at home. So he's sleeping in his home, but the food is out there. So, but there we measure the Tchum Shabbos from where the food is. So he's asking, how come there, Badai we do, because that's the whole purpose of Erev Tchumen. So how come in one place we're measuring it from where the yeshiva students sleep, and with the guy with the Erev Tchumen, we're measuring where the food is? So is it food or where you're sleeping? So he says in the Bach is Amarle Bahu Anansade Uvadan Ansade. In other words, in that case, Anansade means like we could testify, but it means we can, you know, with certitude, you know, make the following statement. He says, but Uvahadan Ansade, Bahu Anansade, we could say by the Eruve Tchumen, that even though he's sleeping in his house, if he could sleep, you know, where the food is, that's more preferable for him, because that's where he's got to walk the next day. He's planning to walk another 2,000 amot, so he'd much rather be where the food is. In other words, in that scenario, and I'm using something that the art school had from the Ritva, this was in footnote 27. The idea being that here there's a strong presumption that he wants to be where the Erev is. In other words, that's where he really, that's where his residence is. That's where his intent is to reside for that Shabbos, where the Erev is. So that's where we're going to measure the Tchum from there. He says, and here by the yeshiva students, we also can make an evaluation, that if you bring the food to where they're staying with the, near the yeshiva, they'd prefer that. So it means that here in these cases, we have a presumption where their residence is. And the presumption isn't the same food or sleep in each case. So by the yeshiva students, the presumption is they want to be near the yeshiva. But the person with the Erev, the presumption, he wants to be where the food is. But it's so he, from what they have in the footnote 27 in the art scroll, he says, Rav and Shmuel disagree only where there's no independent indication of which area is the individual's primary residence. In other words, if the only information I have is Peter or Lena, they have a machloket. But if there are other facts in play, then we can come to a different conclusion. And that's what we're doing. Okay, any questions, comments, thoughts, anything I did so far?
Can we say that in both cases, the key is where they sleep?
No, because it wasn't.
Why not?
Because by the yeshiva students, it was where they slept. With the Erev, it's not where he slept. It's where the food is.
By the yeshiva?
Again, we had two cases.
Right, the yeshiva boys. And
the yeshiva boys, we measured the Tchum Shabbos from where they slept. With the person with the Erev, we measured the Tchum Shabbos where the food was.
Yeah, but he really wants to be where the food is. He really wants to sleep where the food is, but he can't sleep.
Right, and the yeshiva students really want their food where the yeshiva is. So in essence, it's not sleeping versus eating. It's where they intend their primary residence to be. In other words, one person wants his primary residence to be where the food is. One wants the primary residence to be where they're sleeping, where the yeshiva is. That's what it is.
Yesterday, we pretty much determined that it was where they slept.
Again, we had a Gemara, we had a machloket in the Gemara.
Machlokes, right.
Right, between Rav and Shmuel.
Right.
Rav said it was makom pita, where the food is, and Shmuel said it was the makom lina, where you sleep. But the way the art scroll quotes from the Ritva, that's only if those are the only facts around. But if there are other facts, then both Rav and Shmuel agree I don't have to go with makom pita or makom lina. In other words, I could say it's like the totality of the whole factual background. In other words, so adding other facts, so in this scenario, it's coming out one situation where they sleep and one where they eat, because it's not just sleeping and eating, it's other factors involved. All right? It means that the person with the Erev, he wants to live where the Erev is. The yeshiva students want to be where the yeshiva is, and that's basically it. Okay, let me move on. Any other questions? Okay, let's go on. Now, we're on the sixth very wide line on Ayin Gimel and Aleph. So, by Rami Bar Chama Mirav Chista, Ruth, please mute yourself, okay? So, by Rami Bar Chama Mirav Chista, Avu Beno, Harava Talmido, Kirabim Damu, Oi Kichidim Damu. Let's say I have a father and his son, and a Rebbe and a Talmud. Are they like Rabim or Yechidim for different dinim? I.e., Srichin Eruv. So, the first is, are they Yechidim or Rabim? So, this relates to a chatzer bifnim chatzer. Remember, we had this before, but it's coming up really soon on Daf Ayin Hey, which is Friday stuff, where you have an inner chatzer and an outer chatzer, and the only ingress and egress for the inner chatzer is through the outer chatzer. So if the people in the inner chatzer are allowed to carry, in other words, it's regal hamuterit b'makoma. So if it's regal hamuterit b'makoma, they don't aser the outer chatzir from carrying. But if the inner people cannot carry, and then the outer people have a problem. So let's say I have an av b'no living in the inner chatzir, or rab and talmido living in the inner chatzir. So how do we do it for that din of the two chatzero? Do I view it that they can carry and they're fine, and so Mela, the people in the outer chatzir can carry if they make an Eruv amongst themselves or not? That's one halacha. He says, Strichen Eruv, ain't Strichen Eruv. Do they have to make an Eruv if they want to? It's a different case. If they're living in the same chatzir, do they need an Eruv or they don't need an Eruv? And then, Mavu Shalem Nitar Balechi Vikoro, Wei Nitar Balechi Vikoro. Let's say they, there are, let's say, one is in one chatzer, one's in another chatzer, and they both adjoin a mavui. So can the mavui be nitar b'lechi b'korah? So in order to for the mavui be nitar, in other words, the mavui needs either a lechi, a lechi is the vertical beam, or the korah, the cross beam. We had that in the first Mishnah. So that's a kula that the mavui is nitar b'lechi b'korah. But in order to do that, it has to be a mavui. In order to be a mavui, you need two chatzerot opening up into it. What if in one chatzer I have the father, the other chatzer I have the son? So does that count as a mavui that's susceptible to a lechi or korah? Now, if it's not, so then I would need like two lechis on the mavui, or I might need a wider piece of wood to do it. But those are the questions that he asked. Okay.
Then so, we answer the father.
Okay, hold it just 1 second. We'll see. Just a minute. Now. Just wait till I pause, then ask questions. Okay, so now the Gemara says, "Amar le tani tua." So he says to him, "We learned the answer to this question in a brisa. The brisa says, Abu Beno, Harabat Tamido, Bizman She'eni Mehen Diurin, when there's no other people living with them, it's just the Rab and the Talmud or the father and the son, Harehin Ki Yechidim, they're like Yechidim, they're like an individual." He says, "Ve'ein strichim la'arev." So with the two chatzerot, the outer chatzer is fine. "Ve'ein strichim la'arev." If they're living in the same, the same chatzer, they don't need to make an eruv. "Umavui shalahen nitar b'lechi v'kora." This is like the other way around, though. But in terms of the mavui, so then we do judge them as being separately, and then we do it as two chatzerot, and we do get the lechi and the korah. We're judging with that. So you were asking, Yosef, didn't we have it? You're right. That one halacha, I think we did have already. That one halacha we did have, I think there was some discussion as to why the Gemara would have to repeat this. But you're right. It does seem to be the same as what we had before. All right. Any other questions, comments, or thoughts on anything we did?
Yeah. Kenny, what's the case with the inner and outer case?
So that's coming up on Friday's daf, but we had it already. You have an inner chatzer and an outer chatzer.
Okay.
Well, let's just get the Aleph Beis, then we'll do it to the Gimel Dalet. So you have the inner chatzer and the outer chatzer. People live in the inner chatzer, people live in the outer chatzer. The people in the outer chatzer make an Eruv, but the people in the inner chatzer are walking through their chatzer because that's their ingress and egress. So the people in the outer chatzer are not allowed to carry if the people in the inner chatzer can't carry, if it's regular ha'asura b'makoma, if they can't carry in the inner chatzer, they're going to aser the people in the outer chatzer from carrying. If they could carry in their chatzer, then the people in the outer chatzer are okay. So that's what we were trying to clarify. If the people in the inner chatzer were, let's say, a father and a son, and they didn't make an Eruv, but it's a father and a son, or Rebbe in the Talmud, so can they carry there or not? That was the issue. All right. Any other questions, comments, or thoughts? All right. We're moving on. All right. We're up to our next Mishnah. All right. Now, Matnitin. Chamesh chatzerot petuchot zuluzu petuchot lamavui. I have five chatzerot that are, they're each open to each other and open to the mavui. So we have, I think, a little picture here. Let's see a picture. One minute. All right. So this is not the greatest picture, but it works. If you look at picture 37, you see five chatzerot. And there's an opening between each chatzer. So let's say this is Aleph Beis, Gimel Dalet, and Hay. So all the chatzerot are connected to each other, and each chatzer opens up into a mavui. So again, in the chatzer you have batim, and here you have batim, and here you have batim. It's not in the picture, but you have all these batim. And so each chatzer could make in its own eruv, and then you have the mavui. And then carrying the mavui, normally we need shitufei mavoah, okay? So let's see back in the Mishnah. Chamesh chatzer uptucho zulazu uptucho l'mavui. So I have five chatzerot that open one into the other and open to the mavui. Irvu b'chatzerot. Now, they made an eruv in the chatzerot, meaning each chatzer made an eruv vis-a-vis itself, and then they joined all the eruvim together so that A can, Aleph can carry to Beis, Beis to Gimel, Gimel to Dalet, Dalet to Hey. They can, so everybody can carry within each chatzer, and everybody can carry among all the different chatzerot. He says, "Velonish tafu b'mavui," but they never made a shitufa mavo. They never, again, there's another one procedure to permit you to carry in the chatzer, and another procedure to permit you to carry in the mavui. The mavui is this alleyway, and then he doesn't show it here, but there should be rishus rabbim here. Mutarim b'chatzerot v'asurim b'mavui. So the Tana Mishnah says they can carry in the chatzerot, but they can't carry in the mavui. Now, if you remember, we had 2 days ago machloka between Reb Meir and the Chachamim. If everybody makes an, in other words, if everybody makes an eruv, do I need a shitufei mavo? In other words, or not? So Reb Meir says, even if everybody makes an eruv bechatzerot, you need a shitufei mavo. Chachamim hold, if you do a eruv bechatzerot, you don't need a shitufei mavo. So here, this line in the Mishnah seems like it's going like Reb Meir, right? Because even though they all made a Rubi Chatzerot, they can't carry in the Mavui unless they do Shitufei Mavoot. So that sounds like Rebbe Meir. Okay, now let's see the next line in the Mishnah. Turn page, top line on Ein Gimel Beis. V'nishtafu b'mavui mutarin kan b'kan. If they made a Shitufei Mavoot, they could carry in the Mavui and carry in the Chatzer. Now we think in the Hava Mina that it means that in the alternative, if instead of making a Rubi Chatzerot in each Chatzer, they made a Shitufei Mavoot, then they can carry everywhere. If that's the pshat, then it contradicts the first line in the Mishnah, because this line seems to hold that one is solution for everything. All right, and then the Gemara is going to say that it doesn't mean that. It means that if they did, in addition to the Rubi Chatzero, they made a Shitufa Mavod, then they can carry. All right, so the beginning of the Mishnah seems like it's going like Rebbe Meir so far. Let's see how we do. Now, Irvu B'Chatzero B'Nishtatfu B'Mavui. Now, this gets a little more complicated. Let's say they made a Rubi Chatzerot, and they did a Shitufei Mavoot, v'shachach echad mibnei chatzer v'lo irev. But one of the members of the chatzer didn't join the Eruv. So you had chatzer A, B, Gimel, Aleph, B, Gimel, Dalet, and Hay. So they all made their Eruvin, and then they did a Shitufei Mavoot, so they seem like they're good. But one member of one of the chatzerot didn't participate in the Eruv. But he did participate in the Mavui. So he says here, Mutarin Kan V'Kan. So here, you're Mutar all around the place. Now that seems to be a Stira, right? Because according to Reb Meir, I need both Eruvi Chatzerot and Shetufa Mavot. Here, one of the Eruvi Chatzerot is failing, because if somebody didn't participate in the Eruv, so that's not a good Eruv. So that doesn't seem like it's working out so well. The only way it could work out well if the person was Mevatel his Rishus, but the Gemara is going to say it's not that way. All right. Now, Mibnei Mavui, Lo Nishtatef. Now, let's say the other round with the Shitufei Mavoot, one of the Chatzerot didn't participate in the Shitufei Mavoot. Mutarin b'Chatzerot v'Asurin b'Mavui. So this goes back to Reb Meir. They're permitted to carry the Chatzerot, but Asur in the Mavui. Shamavui the chatzer kachatzer the batim. The same relationship, the mavui with the chatzer is the chatzer with the batim. In other words, just like the chatzer with the batim, I need all the batim to participate in the eruv. So too with the shitufa mavot, I need every chatzer to participate for the shitufa mavot to work. All right, so we'll see in the Gemara, but it's coming out that the beginning and end of the Mishnah seem like Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Meir holds that even if I have a rubi chatzer, I need shitufa mavot. But the middle of the Mishnah sounded like it was going like the chachamim. And we'll see, because it sounded like even though somebody forgot to participate, still in one of the Eruvi Chatzerot, still it wasn't lethal for carrying, and that seems like the Shita Chachamim. Okay, who's got questions, comments, or thoughts on anything we did so far? All right, I'm going to go on now. All right, let's take a look at the Gemara.
I have a what is the concept of merging? Mean. Yeah. How does that happen?
Yeah, merging means Erev. We see merging. Merging means Erev or Shitufei Mavoot. I don't know which sentence you're reading. But
no, it keeps saying merging the alleyways, merging the
courtyards. That's Shitufei Mavoot. Again, so if you have, again, Bizman Chazal, people lived in Chatzerot, homes abutted a common courtyard, a common yard. So to carry in the yard, they made an Erev, Eruvei Chatzerot. They, in other words, was surrounded by partitions, and then they joined together with food, they joined together with bread, and then they could carry in the courtyard. Then the people in the all the courtyards, they want to be able to carry in the alleyway. Then they had something similar called Shitufei Mavoot. They all joined together with a food item, which we'll see later on in the Mishnah, not today's daf, it's coming up. They would have, you know, it doesn't have to be bread. We said halach l'maisa, it could be even wine, and then they can carry in the mavui. And then they have a lechi or a kora. Remember, the cross beam or the vertical beam of the entranceway of the mavui. Okay?
So does merger mean that they all act as a group together? Is that the idea?
That's correct. In other words, they're like incorporating. That's what.
Got it. Okay, thank you.
Okay, let's see back. Okay. All right, let's see back. Okay, so we're on the sixth line. Okay? So the Gemara says, Mani, according to whom does our Mishnah go? Reb Meir he. The Amar Ba'inan Eruvin and Shituf. Now, from the beginning of the Mishnah, remember the first halacha of the Mishnah was you have the five Chatzerot, and even though they all made an Eruv, you know, individually, and then they all got together and made joint Eruvin with one another, so that everybody can carry within every Chatzer, and every Chatzer can carry to every Chatzer. Nevertheless, they need a Shitufim Mavoot to carry in the Mavui. So, Mani Reb Meir, he the Amar Ba'inan Eruvin and Shituf. Ema Mitziata, let's go into the middle part of the Mishnah. Vim Nishtatfu B'mavui Mutarin Kan B'kan. So the next line of the Mishnah says, we think it means that if in the alternative they made a Shitufei Mavoot, then they can carry everywhere, both in the Chatzer and the Mavui. So Atan Rabbanan Da'amri B'chara Sagya. So that seems like the Shita Chachamim, who hold that one will work for all. In other words, Shitufei Mavoot will you know, be like a home run, and I don't need to do anything else if I have a Shitufei Mavoot. So the Gemara says, halokash, and that's not that problem we can dismiss pretty quickly. V'im nishtafu nami ka'amar. That just means if, in addition to the foregoing, in addition to Eruvi Chatzerot, they made Shitufei Mavoot, then they can carry in the Mavoi. So that part, we're still going strong, that the Mishnah is like Rabbi Meir. Ema Seifa. So the Gemara says, let me do the Seifa, which is the next part of the Mishnah, which is on the top line in the small Aleph. Ema Seifa, Irvu b'chatzerot, if they made a Ruvei Chatzerot, b'nishtafu b'mavui, and they did Shitufei Mavoot, or Shituf Mavui, b'shachach chabim nechatzer b'loi reiv, and one of the members of the Chatzer, one of the Chatzerot, didn't participate in the Eruv, mutarim kan v'kan. Nevertheless, everybody can carry everywhere. So that is hard to understand, because according to Reb Meir, I need a valid Eruvei Chatzerot, I need a valid Shitufei Mavoot. If one person doesn't participate, then I don't have a valid Eruvei Chatzerot. So Hechidami, Idlo Batil, so if the person who did not participate did not make a Betul Rishut, he didn't, you know, give up his right in the Chatzer, Amai Mutarim. Elapshita de Batil. So we want to say that he was Mavatel his Rishut. So he's Mavatel his Rishut. So then our problems are solved. He's Mavatel Rishut. So then they can carry in the Chatzer. And then they have Shitufei Mavoot. But the Gemara is going to prove that can't be the case. Ema Seifa, let's go, it means the next section of the Mishnah. Shachachacha mi Mavui v'lo nishtafu. If one of the members of the Mavui, means one of the Chatzerot, did not participate in the Shitufei Mavoot, Mutarin b'chatzer v'asurim b'mavui. So then they can carry in the Chatzer, they can't carry in the Mavui. V'idbatil amai asurim b'mavui. In other words, if we're, the case, assuming it's like, to use a legal expression, here Robert will explain it to us. He used them generous. Okay, who knows what he used them generous means? Let me hear something from my attorney friends. No? He used them generous? No?
Is it related to sui generis?
No, I don't know.
That's so, exactly what I thought.
No.
I never heard of the other generous.
You never heard of use them generous? It means
no. How do you spell it?
E-J-U-S-D-E-M. Then next word, generous, G-E-N-E-R-I-S.
That we know how to say.
I-U-S.
I-O-I-U-S, whatever. Anyway, so it means like that. No, I don't think it's I-U-S. It's generous. It's I, anyway, so it means that if a statute has been construed one way in one section, then I'm going to construe it the same way in the next section. So anyway, so he's saying here.
It means parallel construction, Robert.
Oh, right, all right, all right, all right, all right. What, you looked it up already on the internet or whatever? Or what? Anyway, but the.
I was just parroting you.
All right, all right. Any event. So the so he's saying that if we're going to say that in when the person didn't participate in the Eruv, but it means he made a Bitul Rishut, then presumably in the next case, where one of the Chatzerot didn't participate in the Shituv Mavo'ot, they also made a Bitul Rishut. And yet in that case, it says they can't carry. If they did a Bitul Rishut, why could they not carry? He says, maybe you say Rameir holds that you can't use Bitul Rishut to permit you to carry in a Mavui. You can't, he says that's not true. But Tanya, we learned in the Brisa, Sharei Bitilachem Rishuto de Rameir. But the Tzeduki, remember the Tzeduki lived in the, with the Mavui, and you know that they should do it before he, you know, goes back and undoes the whole thing. But he was Mabatil his Rishus, so he does hold from it. Elapshita Dlobatil. So we have to say, in that case by the Shuvavot, he wasn't Mavatil. Umi the safe Lobatil, Reshanami Lobatil. So then Resha means the Resha of the Seifa is also Lobatil. So again, so the key is that's giving us the difficulty is we have one of the members of one of the Chatzerot did not participate in the Eruve Chatzerot. And he wasn't Mavatil as Rishut. But they made a shituv and mavoot, and the Mishnah says that they could carry. So that doesn't seem like Rabbi Meir. So again, Rabbi Meir holds I need a valid eruv chatzer and a valid shituv and mavoot. But in the middle of the Mishnah, where the small aleph is on the top line, eruv chatzer v'shtaf mavui v'shachalchad, when somebody didn't participate in the eruv and he wasn't mavatil as Rishut, and nevertheless everybody's carrying all over the place. So the Gemara says reisha v'sefer Rabbi Meir mitziyat rabbanan. So you want to say, the only way we could explain this is the ratio of the Mishnah goes like Rameir. The Seifa of the Mishnah also goes like Rameir, where it says that one of the Chatzeret didn't participate, they can't carry. And Mitziata, Rabban, in the middle part, like Chamin. So that doesn't sound too logical. So the Gemara says, no, Kula Rameir Hid. Now the whole Mishnah indeed follows the Shita Rameir. And Rameir holds, I need, you know, Eruv Chatzer and Shtufim Mavoot. He says, V'tama mayam are Rameir, bein an Eruv, bein an Shituf. Why does Rameir say that if I have Shtufim Mavoot is really like another type, like Robert, I was saying to you before, like another type of incorporation, right? I'm using a lot of law here tonight. Like, in other words, it's like an incorporation on a larger level. So if I have a large incorporation, why do I need like the smaller corporations? So he says, Shlosh Shakhtar at Erev Minatino Kot. He's just concerned that children, people won't forget that there is a din of Eruve Chatzero. But in Achinami, conceptually, Rameir holds, once you have a Shituv Mavoot and everybody's participating in Shituv Mavoot, that really solves all your problems. But because I'm concerned that people will forget that I need a Eruve Chatzero, you know, to carry in a Chatzero without a Shituv Mavoot, he says you have to do a Eruve Chatzero as well. So Bahacha came into Rubo Yervu. Since here, most of the people made the Eruv. One person didn't participate in the Eruv. Most of the people did do the Eruv. Lo Mishtacha. So it won't be forgotten. In other words, like we have enough of an Eruv to satisfy Rameir's requirements. All right. Who's got questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did so far?
So can't you say the same thing for the fourth case then? The last case.
No. The last case in the Mishnah is one chatzer didn't participate in the shituvei mavoot.
Okay.
So we're not going to let them carry in the mavui. In other words, here if I have shituvei mavoot, it means it's like the whole municipality is incorporated, and now I can carry all over the place. In that case, it was they didn't participate in the shituvei mavoot. So then we can't look aside from that. Okay, now I'm going further, unless anybody's got any more questions. Okay, let's see. Now the Gemara says, Amar of Yehuda Marav, Amar of Yehuda, Rav lo tani p'tucho zulazu. So Rav Yehuda said, when Rav learned this Mishnah, or, you know, he didn't learn that each chatzer was open to the other chatzer. So we learned the Mishnah. Let's go back to our picture. So So we learned the Mishnah. It says they have five chatzer petuchot zulazu. Rav didn't learn that they're petuchot zulazu. Rav learned that they're each like closed, and they each make their own individual eruv, and then they needed another shitufim avod for the mavui. He says, "B'chein amar Rav Kahana, Rav lo tani petuchot zulazu." Rav Kahana also learned that Rav didn't learn petuchot zulazu. So if I say it that way, then our Mishnah does not have to be like Rabbi Meir. Our Mishnah could even be like the Chachamim. Remember, Rabbi Meir holds, there was the point of dispute between the Chachamim and Rabbi Meir is when I have a Eruvim that cover the whole area. In other words, here we had, not only did, you know, Aleph make an Eruv for itself and Beis for itself and Gimel and Dalet and Hay, but then they joined all their Eruvim together. So then the Chachamim hold, I don't need a Shitufim Avod, because everybody in this whole place has incorporated together. And Rameir holds, notwithstanding that, you need a Shitufim Avod. But if I say that each one was closed off, there's no ingress and egress from one Katzer to the other Katzer, so then even the Chachamim will say that I need a Shitufim Avod. In other words, because each Erev is separate by himself. He says, Ika da Amri, some say, Rav Kahana Gufa Lotani Petuchot Zulazu. The Rav Kahana himself, not that Rav Kahana was quoting Rav, but Rav Kahana himself didn't learn Petuchot Zulazu. So Amalei Abai the Rav Yosef, my Tama Lotani Petuchot Zulazu. So Abai says Rav Yosef, why is it that Rav does not learn Petuchot Zulazu? And in Akinami, it'll make a difference whether we have to say the Mishnah is like Rav Meir, or we can say the Mishnah even goes like the Chachamim. But what's giving him pause? Why did he not want to learn the Petuchot Zulazu? So the Gemara says, Kasavar, Kol Shituf. So the Gemara is going to give an answer which it's going to reject. So just this is the answer that's going to reject, but you have to be patient with it. It says, Kasavar, Kol Shituf, Shemachniso Motsiv Derech Patachim B'mavui, Lav Shmei Shituf. Because he holds that any Shituf, in other words, in order for it to have Shituf and Mavoot, I have to bring the object out into the Mavui, then back into the Chatzir, out in the Mavui, out in the Chatzir. Whereas let's say we all get together and we're going to have like wine, the jointly owned wine. So I have to take the wine out and in, out and in. But if there are Ptachim in between, so I may never take the wine out into the Mavui. And from Rashi, it sounds like even if I would, but it's connected, still I shouldn't do this because it's going to create problems going down the line. Okay, so that's what we think the reason is, that Rav doesn't want to learn that the Petuchot Zulazu, because the Petuchot Zulazu, it's gonna be impossible to have Shitufim Avod. That's what we think. He says Eifei. So again, so that was Rav Yosef's answer. So Abaye asked him a question from the following. This is a Brice or a Mishnah. This is he says. This is from the Mishnah. Okay, we had an earlier Mishnah. He says, Bala Bayit Sheshutaf Shchenav, if a Bala Bayit was a partner with his Shchenim, Lezebiyayin, one partner, one with one's wine and one with wine. In other words, they had a partnership previously, nothing with to do with a Reuven or Shitufim Avod. Ein Srichim La'arev. When it says La'arev here, it means Shitufim Avod. They don't need to make Shitufim Avod. So, in other words, you have a Bala Bas. He's living in one chatzer, and his partners live in the other chatzer road. But they had a wine partnership, and he's got a barrel of wine. So it's saying, you don't need to make a shtufim avod, because they already have the wine in common. So the Gemara says, so it doesn't sound like he's taking the wine out. It sounds like, from the answer we wanted to give, we said Ksavar, we said Rav holds that to have shtufim avod, you have to take the object out into the mavu, he brings it back in the chatzer, out of the mavu, back in the chatzer. Here's the picture. Here, you see, here's the chatzer, and he brings it out into the mavu and back into the chatzer. So when it's open one to another, so he's not going to do that, or even if he could, we're concerned that he might not do it. So so here it doesn't sound like he's bringing anything out into the mavu. So the Gemara says, Hatam to Afke Ba'idli. No, over there, he dragged the wine out into the Mavui and brought it back into one chatzer and then another chatzer. Now, Rashi says that's a dochak answer, and the Gemara is going to, again, not follow through with this shot, but for now, that's the answer. So then we ask another question, and we have Eifei, the Marshal takes it out, but either way, it's a question from another Mishnah. It says...
Can I ask a question?
Wait 3 minutes, I'll get you, okay? So he says, Ketzad Mishtafim B'mavui B'chulei. So this Mishnah, which is coming up in Ayin Tet, so that's next week. it talks about how do you do shitufei mevo'ot, and it says, let's say somebody has a barrel of wine, and he says, I'm mezakeh everybody in this, in all the people who have property adjoining the mavui, I'm mezakeh them in the barrel of wine. So it doesn't sound like he's taking it out into the mavui and back into the chatzer, out in the mavui back into the chatzer. So the Gemara says, the hatam nami da afki ba'ailei. No, over there he took it out and brought it in as well. So then the Gemara says, matkif lo rabba bar chanan, elamiata hikn lo pak besalo, hachanami lo habishituf. You mean, let's say I have bread in my basket, and I say, I'm mezakeh everybody in this mavui with the bread. Now you're all partners in the bread. That's not a shitufei mevo'ot, because I didn't bring it out into the mavui, back into the chatzer, into each chatzer. B'chitei mahachanami. You say, yeah, taka, that's the way it is. He says, v'ha'amar Rav Yehuda amar Rav, but Rav Yehuda said the name of Rav, b'nei chabura shumusubim b'kadash leim hayom. If a person, you had a b'nei chabura, people were gathered together, and then it became Friday night. So, ha'pach al shulchan, somchil lemishim eruv. They if they have bread on the table, they could say, this bread we're designating as the Eruv. He says, v'amri lo mishum shituf. And some say that they could designate it to be for the shitufei mevo'ot. V'am Rabba lo pli. Rabba says, there's no machlok between the two versions, whether it's Eruv or shituf. Kam b'mesubim b'bayit. When they're in the house, Eruv echatzerot has to be in the house. So when they're in the house, so then they're going to do the Eruv echatzerot. He says, kam b'mesubim b'chatzer. When they're chatzer, so the shitufei mevo'ot could even be in the chatzer. And that's referring to the shitufei mevo'ot. Meaning, but everyone agrees that, and here, it's like right before Shabbos. So I'm not taking it out into the mavui, bringing it back and forth. I'm here. So it sounds like, nevertheless, I can be mizak everybody. I don't have to bring it out into the alleyway and back to the chatzer. So the Gemara rejects the answer that it gave up till now. So again, we were saying the Rav doesn't learn that they're p'tuchot zuluzu. So why did Rav learn p'tuchot zuluzu? Because Rav holds, we thought, in order to be like a kosher shituvei mevo'ot, I have to take the object out in the mavui, bring it back in. And if it's open one to another, I may take one from the other. And even if it's open one to another and I do take it out, it's mashma from Rashi that it wouldn't be good according to Rav. He says, so the Gemara says, Ella, Tama de Rav. And Ella means, as you know, Fern would tell you, it's like we're giving up on the previous pshat, now it's like delete, and now we're going to a different pshat. Ella Tama de Rav, Savar, a mavui nita balechi bekora, ashubatim chatzer petuchim latocho. Rav holds, in order to have the heter to carry in a mavui, I need chatzerot opening up into it. Rav holds that if each chatzer is open to the other chatzer, so I view this all as like one chatzer. I don't have a chatzer opening into the mavui. So Rav would hold that I have to have where they're sealed off. Then I have chatzerot that are open to the mavui. All right. So again, let me just repeat, and then we'll take some questions, and that'll be time for you, Yosef. So again, so the Gemara says Rav doesn't learn the Mishnah that all the chatzer were p'tuchot zuluzu. So we thought that goes to the formalities of creating shtufei mevo'ot. Rav holds you have to bring it out into the mavui and then back into the chatzer and on. And that way, so the Gemara ended up rejecting that pshat. And said the reason Rav doesn't want p'tuchim zuluzu is then it's like we view it as one chatzer and I need chatzerot open to the mavui. All right, what do you got for me, Yosef?
If they're not open to each other, then you won't need an eruv chatzerot, correct? What do you need if they're not open to each other? Why do you need the eruv chatzerot?
Okay. Again, a eruvei chatzerot permits me to carry within the chatzer, so I still need an eruvei chatzerot to permit. Can I see Yosef? I don't like looking at the ceiling. So it means a eruvei chatzerot permits me to carry within the chatzer, so I
from
need
the house to the chatzer,
and from the chatzer to the house.
Right.
So I need I do need the eruvei chatzerot,
but not with your neighbor.
So there was an added aspect where I was like then taking one
with each other.
All the Eruv Chatzer were joining with one another, but the Eruv Chatzer
actually so new.
Okay. All right.
So what was the final answer? What was the final? I got the rejection. What was the final answer?
The final answer is Rav doesn't learn that the Petuchot Zulazu because Rav holds in order to have the Heter to carry the Mavui, there have to be Chatzerot Petuchim Latocho. And if each of the Chatzer are open to one another, Rav views it as one Chatzer. In other words, in order to have chatzerot, it has to be individual chatzerot.
Right, combined into one.
Okay. All right, who's in any of the questions?
If you had to say, like, one theme to remember from the stuff, what would it be?
Then we're not done with the daf. That's the theme. Okay, one second. Oh. Let me do a little bit more, and then we'll pause. Then it'll be time for your question. Okay. All right. Let's go further. Now, we're two lines from the bottom. So Gufa, I'm a Rav in Mavui ni Torah Belechi b'Kora. Rav says a Mavui doesn't have the heter of a Lechi or a Kora. Right? Lechi is the vertical beam. Kora is the horizontal beam. He says, Achu batim b'chatzero p'tuchim l'toko. So you have batim and chatzerot, means I need at least two chatzerot, and each chatzer I need at least two batim, open the toho. Now, Rashi points out that Rab doesn't hold, we learned earlier, with an avu benom, avu yishlehen nitar belechi bekora. Remember we had earlier in the Gemara, it says have a father and son, and they each have a chatzer, and then they open into the mavui. So it's nitar belechi b'kora. So Rav doesn't agree with that halacha because then I only have one bayit and one chatzer, another bayit and another chatzer. So he says, Ushmul in the second line, Ushmul amar, afilu bayit achad v'chatzer achad. Shmuel holds that I could even have, let me see if I have a picture here. No, he doesn't have a picture. All right. So Shmuel says, I can even have a bayit that abuts the mavui, and then a chatzer with two batim, and that'd be adequate as well. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, afilu churva. Yochanan says, I can even have a ruin abutting the mavui, and then a chatzer with two batim abutting the mavui. I'm led by the Rabbi Yosef. I'm Rabbi Yochanan, afilu bishvil shel kramim. Would Rabbi Yochanan say I could even have like a vineyard, like the path through the vineyard abutting Mavui? Does that count? If the Chorv counts, could Shvil Shel Kramim count? Amar Le Lo, Amar Rabbi Yochanan el Bechorva. He says, they only said about the Chorva, the Chazi Ladira. The Chorva, it's not the greatest place to live, but it is something that a person could establish his residence there. Avol Shvil Shel Kramim lo Chazi Ladira lo. But a Shvil Shel Kramim, it's not Rui Fadira. He would not say that qualifies, you know, to create the necessaries to carry the mabu, we should do from a vote. Okay, now it's time to shine here. Who's got questions, comments, or thoughts? All right, now, so I don't have theme. The main theme on Amud Aleph, the topic was, you know, consanguinity and the Eruv, you know, who's related to who and going forward. And on Amud Beis, it was, we're talking about, I guess the shita, the teasing out the shita Reb Meir that I need a, you know, a Rube Chatzerot and a Shtufim Mavoot, and we touched up the Mishnah, and then one second. Let me see what else. All right, and it was just understanding why do we learn Petuchos of the Zoo? Why not Petuchos of the Zoo? All right, any other questions, comments, or thoughts? All right, let me end the recording.